वृंदावन धाम की जय, नवद्वीप धाम की जय, गंगा माई की जय, जमुना माई की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Thank you very much.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 Page 170, text number 2. Atma,
Atma,
Jaya,
Jaya,
Suta,
Suta,
Agara,
Agara,
Pashu,
Pashu,
Dravina,
Dravina,
Bandushu,
Bandushu,
Raje,
Raje,
Javikale,
Javikale,
Nityam,
Nityam,
Virudham,
Virudham,
Mamatam,
Mamatam,
Joho,
Joho,
Atmajaya Sutagara,
Atmajaya Sutagara,
Pashudravina Bandushu,
Pashudravina Bandushu,
Raje Chavikale Nityam,
Raje Chavikale Nityam,
Virudham Mamatam Joho,
Virudham Mamatam Joho,
Atmajaya Sutagara,
Atmajaya Sutagara,
Pashudravina Bandhushu,
Pashudravina Bandhushu,
Raje Chavikale Nityam,
Raje Chavikale Nityam,
Virudham Mamatam Joho,
Virudham Mamatam Joho,
Atmajaya Sutagara,
Atmajaya Sutagara,
Pashudravina Bandhushu,
Pashudravina Bandhushu,
Rajye Chavikale Nityam,
Rajye Chavikale Nityam,
Virudham Mamatam Joho,
Virudham Mamatam Joho,
Atmajaya Sutagara,
Atmajaya Sutagara, Pashudravina Bandhushu,
Raje Chavikale Nityam,
Raje Chavikale Nityam,
Virudham Mamatam Joho,
Virudham Mamatam Joho,
Atmajaya
Sutagara, Pashudravina Bandhushu, Raje Chavikale Nityam,
Virudham
Mamatam Joho,
Atmajaya Sutagara,
Pashudravina Bandhushu,
Raje Chavikale Nityam,
Atmajaya Sutagara, Pashudravina Bandhushu, Raje Chavikale Nityam, Virudham Mamatam Joho, Atmajaya Sutagara,
Pashudravina Bandhushu,
vinamandusu
Raji chav kale nityam
Viru dham mamatam jaho
Atma jaya
sutagara Pashu dravina bandhushu Raji chavi kale nityam
Viru
dham mamatam jaho
Atma jaya sutagara
Atma jaya sasagara
Pashu
dravina bandhushu
Raji chavi kale nityam
Raji chavi kale nityam
Viru dham mamatam jaho
Viru dham mamatam jaho
Atma jaya sutagara
Atma jaya sutagara
Pashu
dravina bandhushu
Raji
chavi kale nityam
Viru
dham mamatam jaho
Atma jaya
sutagara Pashu dravina bandhushu
Raji
chavi kale nityam Viru dham mamatam jaho
Atma
jaya sutagara
Pashu dravina bandhushu
Raji chavi kale nityam
Viru dham mamatam jaho
Part of the last slok was done yesterday.
Part of it.
Mm. The balance first of all.
On page 170, to become a pure devotee of Krishna, two things are very much essential. Namely, having a chance of being born in the family of a devotee and having the blessings of a bona fide spiritual master. By the grace of Lord Krishna, Parikshit Maharaj had both opportunities. He was born in a family of devotees like the Pandavas, and just to continue the dynasty of the Pandavas, Maharaj Parikshit was specifically saved by the Lord just to show special favor to the Pandavas. And later on, by the arrangement of the Lord, Maharaj Parikshit was cursed by the boy of a brahmana and was able to get the association of a spiritual master like Shukadeva Goswami. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that a fortunate person, by the mercy of the spiritual master and Lord Krishna, achieves the path of devotional service. This was perfectly applicable in the case of Maharaj Parikshit. By way of being born in the family of devotees, he automatically came in touch with Krishna. And after being so contacted, he constantly remembered him. Consequently, Lord Krishna gave the king a further chance of development in devotional service by introducing him to Shukadeva Goswami, a stalwart devotee of the Lord with perfect knowledge and self-realization. And by hearing from a bona fide spiritual master, he was perfectly able to concentrate his chaste mind further upon Lord Krishna as a matter of course.
So, superficially, Maharaj Parikshit, king, the emperor of the world, he was cursed to death. A Brahmin boy cursed him that he will die within 7 days. And as a result of this, he left his home, his kingdom, and here next verse it is said, Atma Jaya. Jaya means his one wife, he was a young man, Shuto, children, Agara. Agara means residence, house. Atmajaya sutagara. Pashu, animals. He was king. He had many animals, horses, elephants, cows, bulls. These are household animals, domestic animals. And Dravina, Dravina means wealth, riches, and Bandhu, Bandhusu, friends. So, these are our material assets, wife, children, nice house, nice bank balance, and some pursues, animals. Here, of course, you keep only one animal, dog, the best friend. But in India, they keep many animals. Those who are rich, they keep elephants, horses, bulls, cows. Dogs are also there, but dogs are not so important there. Asses also, these are domestic. Cats also, these are domestic animals. These animals, they like to live with human beings. They do not go to the forest. So, superficially, Parikshit Maharaj upadharjamatin krishne, for becoming Krishna conscious, mati, mati means consciousness, Krishna, in Krishna. Practically, he was bereft of everything. Just try to understand. He was cursed to death, and because he was preparing for next life, so he had to leave everything. And so, what people will think? Oh, by Krishna consciousness one has to lose all, everything. His kingdom, his everything. Therefore people are afraid to take to Krishna consciousness. Oh, we shall be lost of everything, even after life. This is the example of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, to become a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, two things are very much essential. Namely, having a chance of being born in the family of a devotee and having the blessings of a bona fide spiritual master. So, Parikshit Maharaj had both blessings. He, from the very childhood, from the womb of his mother, he was Krishna conscious. And he had the opportunity of taking birth in a family where every member was Krishna conscious, especially his grandfather Arjuna. So that chance was there. From the very beginning of his life, he was given the chance of worshipping Krishna deity. Not only that, he was king, suchinang simatangi jugabhrashta sanjayat. Jugabhrashta means one who falls down from the path of spiritual advancement. For them, the facility is that they are given another chance to take birth in the human society. Not only in human society, suchinang simatangi, in very rich family and very pure family. Suchinang means pure Brahmins. In India still, if one is born in a very nice, rich and pure family, he is considered to be very pious in his past life. That's the fact. Janmaisajya Sutta Sri. These four things, Janma, high grade birth, Aishajya, riches, Janmaisha, Sutta, education, and Sri means beauty. These four things are obtained by pious activities in one's past life. So Parikshit Maharaj had all these assets. That means in his previous life he was also a great devotee. So now in this life he is bereft of everything. After executing spiritual life so strenuously, life after life, in this life we see that he is bereft of his kingdom, he is going to die within 7 days, and he had to leave his beautiful wife, children, home, kingdom, his animals, everything we keep, there is affection. It is not that animals are meant for killing. They are also treated like children. Don't move your leg like that. So, anything you associate, you get affection. That's a fact. Therefore, here it is stated, Rajye cha bikale nityam virudham avatam jaho. And his kingdom was very safe kingdom. It is not that there was disturbance in his kingdom, somebody has attacked, so he was bereft. No. Cha bikale, without any disturbance. Very nice kingdom. So, what people will think that to become Krishna conscious means to lose everything up to life? Does it mean? Sometimes superficially they take it like that, but actually that is not the fact. There is another story in which one saintly person came in an assembly. So he blessed a saintly person. Everyone expects some blessings. So there was a king's son. So he blessed him, Rajaputra, Rajaputra, Chiranjeeva. My dear king's son, you live forever. And there was another son, he was Muni's son, saintly person's son, and he blessed him, Muniputra, Muniputra, Majiva. You Muniputra, son of a saintly person, you don't live, you die. Rajputra, Rajputra, Chiranjeeva. The king's son, you live forever. And Muniputra, Majiva, you don't live. Muniputra, Muniputra, Majiva. And there was a hunter also. And there was a saintly person also. The saintly person, he blessed, Majiva, jibo ba maroba. Either you die or live. It is all this. And there was a hunter. He blessed him. Ma jibo ma maro. Don't die, don't live. This is very instructive. Don't die, don't live. One was blessed that you don't die, the Rajputra, don't die. And the Muniputra, he was blessed, do you die? And the saintly person was blessed, either you die or you live. And the hunter was blessed, you don't live, don't die. So this was a puzzle. So the king, he invited his ministers, what is the meaning of this? The ministers are very intelligent. So he explained that your son has been blessed, Chiranjiva, because your son is so licentious that as soon as he dies, he is going to hell. But therefore, he has blessed, you better leave forever, otherwise you are going to hell. Your life is so sinful, the next life is hellish. So better you leave forever. Then the next Muniputra. Muniputra means just like our disciples, they have to undergo austerities, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, so many no's. But similarly, Muniputra, he also execute all these functions, and there is no comfortable life. Muniputra lives in a cottage, there is no good bedstead, and eating simple fruits and flowers. So from materialistic point of view, this is a miserable condition of life. So he was blessed that you have sufficiently undergone austerities, now your next life is in Vaikuntha. So better you die and go to Vaikuntha. Why you should suffer? Therefore, he was blessed that Muniputra, Muniputra, Maji. And the saintly person, he was blessed by the word jivo va marova. Either you die or live, the same thing. Because a saintly person is engaged in the service of the Lord, so his life is so blissful, so either he lives, and when he dies, he goes back to home, back to God, he'll do the same business. So there is no difference. Just like you are engaged in Krishna's service, you are getting the same service eternally. This is a probational period only. Janma karma medibham jujyanati tattata takta dehaṁ punarjanmanaiti māmetika. Krishna says, anyone who can understand Krishna as he is, then after leaving this body, he comes to home, back to God. Māmeva. So saintly persons, their life is so pure that in this living condition they are in Vaikuntha, and after leaving this body, they are going to Vaikuntha. So, jivo va marova. Both ways they are benefited. And the hunter was said, ma jivo ma marova, don't live, don't die. What is that? Now, you are hunter, butcher, so nasty life you are living, it was better death. Better for you to die. But if you die, then you go to hell. Therefore, don't die, don't live. So, don't close your eyes. So Parikshit Maharaj is, this was blessing. Parikshit Maharaj, don't think that Parikshit Maharaj lost everything. Because he has understood Krishna. So, according to the statement of Bhagavad Gita, it is a fact that he is going back to home, back to Godhead. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, what is the value of this kingdom, of the wealth of this material world? They are temporary. Even if you have got very good kingdom, very nice wife, very nice society, very... how long? And if there is any mistake, next life you can get something else. But sorry, Parikshit Maharaj's life, because he is born devotee from the childhood. He is a devotee of Krishna. Now, when he was cursed, it was blessings for him and for all others. Because he was cursed, there was necessity of recitation of this Srimad Bhagavatam. And after hearing this Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Vishnu Savane Parikshit, Parikshit Maharaj, simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, he got salvation. So this superficial, awkward position that he lost his life, lost his kingdom, he had to leave his wife and children and everything. Don't take it that by Krishna consciousness he became bereft of all assets. No. He is going to be rewarded very highly, going back to home, back to God. So another instruction is, in this connection, that one should be ready if one is serious to become Krishna conscious. One should be ready to give up all sorts of material enjoyment. That is the fact. If you become Krishna conscious for your material improvement, you can get it. Krishna is all powerful. But that is not the desirable thing. To become Krishna consciousness means to make our materialistic way of life nil. That is it. That is the purpose. Annavilasita sunnam. If you want from Krishna that give me material happiness, as you have studied, akama sarvakama va moksha kama udarodhi tibrena bhakti yogina jajeta paramam purush. Either you are materially desirous, anxious to get so many things, kurmi. Akama means devote. Sarvakama means karmi. Karmi, they are simply wanting, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. So many things. There is no end of their demand. That is called karmis. And jnanis means they also want, they want salvation, to merge into the impersonal Brahma effulgence of the Lord. And yogi, they also want some mystic power. So kurmi, jnani, yogi, everyone wants something. But a devotee does not want anything. That is devotion. They know, what shall I do with all these things? They have no attraction for anything material. These are all material. Some better position as a lower position, that's all. Kurmis are entangled in this materialistic way of life. And the Gyanis, they are also more or less entangled because they have no idea what is God. They think God is impersonal. God is impersonal, there is no God. So if they have no idea of God, how to go back to kingdom of God? So they are also materialistic. Negation of material. Negation. Because they are very much frustrated. Just like in your country, the hippies. The hippies means negation of a positive materialistic life. That's all. Negation. They are simply denying we don't want the way of life as our father and grandfathers are going on. That's a negation. But there is no positive gain. So negation is no good. You must have some positive gain. So this Krishna consciousness movement is negation of the materialistic way of life and regain the blissful eternal life of spiritual understanding. So simply negation is no gain. With something, if you are disgusted, I don't want it. But that's like sometimes a man commits suicide. I don't want this life. So what is the gain? And that is ignorance. He does not know that committing suicide, he is eternal. He is eternal. Living entity is eternal. He thinks that by killing this body, I am free from this bodily, miserable condition of life. No. He is immediately, either he has to accept the next abominable body or he will have to become a ghost, one who commits suicide. Ghost means no material, gross life, but the material, subtle life is there. A ghost is carried by the subtle body, mind, intelligence, and false ego. And one who gets a body, gross body, upon this mind, intelligence, and ego, one develops a gross body of five elements, earth, water, air, fire. This is the two kinds of body, a condition. And when he is actually Krishna conscious, he is transcendental. To this gross and subtle body, he attains a spiritual body which is never to be finished, eternal blissful life. So sometimes when Krishna is especially kind to a person who thinks that by I shall execute Krishna consciousness, at the same time I shall enjoy this material life. This is foolishness. This is foolishness. If you want Krishna, go to home, back to home, back to Godhead, then you have to finish your material desires. Because Krishna is so kind that even if you have a pinch of material desire to enjoy in this material world, he will give you a chance. All right, you do it. That means we become entangled. Therefore, those who are executing Krishna consciousness, they should try to become free from all material desires. Anna vilasita sunnam. Jnana karmad anabritam. Jnana means knowledge. Or the jnanis, they also want to become one with the Supreme. And karma means, kurmis, those who want to enjoy. So one should be uncovered, not covered by this jnana, by karma, or by any material desires. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma danabritam anukullena krishnanusilanam. Simply, favorably serving Krishna. Favorably, not unfavorably. Consciousness, favorably. Just like Kansa. Kansa was also Krishna conscious. But you are simply planning how to kill Krishna. That kind of Krishna consciousness is not good. Of course, Krishna is so kind. See, anyway, one becomes Krishna conscious, he gets the benefit at least of liberation. They say Kamsa was liberated. Although he was unfavorably Krishna conscious, but he was thinking of Krishna. Hiranyakashipu, he was also thinking of Krishna, but unfavorably. So that is not bhakti. We must think of Krishna favorably. That is bhakti. Anukullena Krishna anusilanam, culture of Krishna consciousness, favorably, bhakti ruttama. That is pure bhakti. So, a person who is thinking of Krishna haphazardly, namely, that by executing Krishna consciousness, I will be materially happy. He can be materially happy because Sukadev Goswami said, akama sarva kama moksha kama udarati. His desires will be fulfilled, just like Dhruva Maharaj. He went to worship Krishna in the forest with material desires, that I may get the kingdom of my father, or better kingdom. That was his determination. So he got it. But when he got it, by executing Krishna consciousness, he was intelligent, he was very sorry. And what I have asked, this material happiness I have asked. So when he actually saw Krishna, Vishnu, he was offered, now you take benediction as you deserve. He was very sorry. He said, my Lord, I have no other desire now. I have finished all my desire. Shamin kritatosmi barangana jyache. I don't want any kind of benediction. I have got you. I have no more necessity of any benediction. But Krishna is so kind, he gave him both. The Dhruva, you desire for some material prosperity, a kingdom. So I have created one kingdom, Dhruvalok, for you, which is so many times bigger than your father's kingdom. So you will, that is especially for you, that is Vaikuntha. You'll go there, but you wanted your father's kingdom, so you take your father's kingdom also. So he enjoyed his father's kingdom for 35,000 of years. In those days, a man used to live for 100,000 of years. Satyayug. So Krishna is so kind that whatever desires you have got within, he will give you all facilities. Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udarudhi. But intelligent person, they will not ask anything from Krishna. Just like a dependent child, he is fully dependent on the father. The father knows how to raise him to be a perfect man. He knows what is his necessities. Similarly, we have to give up to the care of Krishna without any condition. That is perfection of life. That is perfection. So sometimes Krishna favors a devotee when he is in doubts whether this or that, Sometimes he takes away the sources of his material opulence and gives him shelter under his own lotus feet. So you can read the word meaning.
Atma,
Atma,
body,
body,
Jaya,
Jaya,
wife,
wife,
Suta,
Suta,
son,
son,
Agara,
Agara,
palace,
palace,
Pashu,
Pashu,
horses and elephants,
horses and elephants,
Dravina,
Dravina,
treasury house,
treasury house,
Bandhushu,
Bandhushu,
unto friends and relatives,
unto friends and relatives.
Rajye,
Rajye,
in the kingdom,
in the kingdom.
Ja,
ja,
also,
also.
Avikale,
Avikale,
without being disturbed,
without being disturbed.
Nityam,
Nityam,
constant,
constant.
Virutam,
Virutam,
deep rooted,
deep-rooted.
Mamatam,
Mamatam,
affinity,
affinity.
Jaho,
Jaho,
gave up,
gave up.
Translation: Maharaj Parikshit, as a result of his wholehearted attraction for Lord Krishna, was able to give up all deep-rooted affection for his personal body, wife, children, palace, animals, horses and elephants, treasury house, friends and relatives, and his undisputed kingdom.
So, this is Krishna consciousness. Upadharja matin Krishna. So, it is a great sacrifice. It is not like that dharmartha kama moksha. No, it is above. People are generally become religious to get some material benefit, dharma artha. And as soon as he gets material benefit, he enjoys his senses, kama, dharmartha kama. And when he fails to satisfy his senses, then he wants to become one with this. That is moksha. So, Krishna consciousness is above these four principles, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Krishna consciousness is transcendental. Therefore, one can give up immediately. Just like sometimes Bharat Maharaj, the under whose name India is called Bharatvarsha, he also gave up. And he gave up his kingdom at the age of 24 years. Young wife, young nice children, big whole empire. And it is said that he gave up everything just like one gives up his stool, evacuates, immediately goes there. So he gave up. So this is actually Krishna consciousness, that we become completely free from any material pollution. Any material pollution. It is very difficult. But just see here Parikshit Maharaj, due to his association with his spiritual master Sukhdev Goswami, he understood, he, according to his instruction, he gave his mind and everything to Krishna, and he gave up the idea of enjoying his wife, children, palace, kingdom, or animals, and so many things. So it is little difficult also. But by Krishna's grace, if we continue regularly this Krishna consciousness rules and regulations, then automatically we shall be disinterested. Bhakti parasanu bhava virakti annatasya. These are not to be artificially attained. You cannot give up your wife, children, kingdom artificially. Artificially, if you give up, then you will again fall down. Artificially, I give up my wife and then I seek another's wife. This is nonsense. This is nonsense. This is fall down. When you are actually mature, then you give up. So Parikshit Maharaj was mature. From the very childhood he was Krishna conscious. So when he was cursed by a Brahmin, he took it. It's an opportunity. Now give up everything. Let me go back to home, back to God. This is the philosophy. Thank you.